good day indeed, for God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today's scripture reading is Luke 9:23. If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Some of us are more visually oriented than others. Perhaps if you are like me, visual examples help you focus and remember certain facts and ideas. If so, then you will easily understand the focus of today's Let's Talk, which is the cross and the desire to keep the cross of Jesus forefront in our hearts and minds. For the past days, I have looked for ways that the physical form or even simply the word cross can be found in our everyday lives. Here are some examples I discovered. First, there are cross beams. Walking under the roof of our barn, you will see long cross beams, which are able to bear the weight of the roof and handle the wind and rain that come our way. Also, 2 years ago, our son gave us a small shoot of an avocado, which now is a tree over 5 feet tall. Wondering if in the future we will have avocados to eat, brought me a reminder of cross-pollination, which is needed for resulting beauty and the production of fruits and flowers. Then, in a medical article I read yesterday, there were cross-references, which, if followed, produce increased knowledge and proof of the authenticity of the author. Also, there were 2 cross-country running events in our county, which promoted endurance in the individuals who participated. A final example can be found in everyday driving in our vehicles. We face crossroads, which provide choices as to where we shall go or turn. Cross beams, cross pollination, cross references, cross country, and crossroads. Surely you could add to this list too, for the form of a cross or simply the word cross can be found everywhere. What is mind-boggling is if you take each of these abstract examples of a cross, you will be reminded of ways the cross of our Savior can and should affect our lives. Let's try with the examples we just shared together. First, cross beams that bear weight. The cross of Christ results in our having a relationship with God who will help us to bear whatever comes our way. The second example of cross-pollination brings beautiful and fruitful results in nature, while our Savior's death on the cross gives us a potential fruitful and beautiful eternal relationship with our God and others. Just as cross-references increase one's understanding, knowledge, and respect of a subject or work, seeking to learn more of the meaning of the death of Christ on the cross brings us greater understanding and appreciation for his incredible saving grace. A cross-country race develops a runner's endurance. Just as a growing relationship with Christ will give us the endurance to run the race of life before us. Finally, just as you make choices to turn, go straight, or turn back at a crossroad, Christ's death on the cross should affect our life choices based upon our love for him and his word. See? It does work. And now it's your turn. Where today can you find a physical form of a cross or simply a use of the word cross? Even more importantly, of what does it remind you about our loving Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And you know, today is Valentine's Day. There is nowhere to be found a greater expression of love than Christ's love for every one of us by his death on the cross. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we cannot begin to understand or comprehend what your death on the cross cost you. Lord, may we look today for reminders of such love, and in return, offer you our praise, thanksgiving, and our love.